Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, wherever you are and wherever you are listening to us.
The keys of life.
The world is a very, very big house. Many people living in many rooms. We must open all the doors up. We must unlock them all today. Throw all the keys away.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم Brothers, sisters, dear listeners السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته Welcome to the program مفاتيح الحياة Keys of Life One of the keys of life we have been discussing is parents The rights of the parents The right of the father The right of the mother How we should treat them Obviously from the words of the Ahlul Bayt We mentioned in a hadith from Imam Rida alayhi salam previously, where he says, "Anta wa malika li abik," you and whatever you own is for your father. Now, this is a concept that a lot of people discuss, a lot of people question. How could that be possible? I work, I do all this, then my father comes and takes it. Under what right? Under what circumstances? Obviously, there are matters of fiqh involved, which I don't want to get involved in. Okay, because it's a topic of its own. But there are matters of huquq, matters of rights. Al-Husayn ibn Abi al-Ala came to Imam Sadiq alayhi salam. And he said to him, so he was asking him from a fiqh perspective. He says, مَا يَحُلُّ لِلْرَجُلِ مِنْ مَالِ وَلَدِهِ As a father, how much am I allowed to take from my son? How much can I take from him? So, for example, I'm a father, I have a son, he has money. Can I just go to him and grab money and come out? If yes, how much can I take? So the Imam says, قال عليه السلام, الصادق عليه السلام, قوته بغير سرف إذا اضطر إليه. He has the right to go to his son, take as much as required to sustain himself. Without obviously going in extravaganza. So, okay, my son has money, let me take money and, you know, spend on myself. No, when your qut, your daily sustenance, you don't have it, you're allowed to go to your son. You can go to his bank account, withdraw money that you require to sustain yourself. That is your right when it comes to your children. So as a child, if my father comes to me and takes money from my account, or asks me for money, I give it to him. That's his right. Because me and whatever I own is the mulk of the father. Then Ibn Abi al-Ala, he asked the Imam alayhi salam, فَقَالَ لَهُ فَقَوْلُ رَسُولِ اللَّهِ لِلرَّجُلِ الَّذِي أَتَاهُ فَقَدَّمَ أَبَاهُ فَقَالَ لَهُ أَنْتَ وَمَالُكَ لِأَبِيكَ What is that? What was that about? So the Imam alayhi salam, he gave him a specific answer. He said to him, only you take what you need. Ibn Abi al-Ala was trying to remind the Imam Sadiq that an event happened with the Prophet where a person, a son, brought his father to the Prophet and said, Ya Rasulullah, my father took my money. And the father says to him, dude, you and your money is to your father. But Ya Ibn Rasulullah, Ya Imam Sadiq, he's saying to me, he only allowed to take a small portion. Doesn't that collide with the Prophet? Because the Prophet says, everything is for the father. He can take everything. You're saying only a portion. Then the Imam explains to him this concept. However, before I go and explain what the Prophet was trying to mean, let us take a very short break and then inshallah we will continue this discussion. So make sure you stick around.
Ayatollah Javadi Amali, the author of the book مفاتیح الحیات The Keys of Life
این مفاتیح باید دو جلد باشه چندین سال این حرف گفته میشه
This book مفاتیح ought to be in two volumes
یه جلدش هی مفاتیح الجنان است چه فرون دماغ و ثواب داره فرون روزون است
One volume the present volume مفاتیح الجنان is on the level of the lofty rewards for praying fasting etc
یه جلدش کم داره و اون اینه که فرون درخت کاری اینجا کم ثواب داره دعا هم داره ثواب هم داره
But the book lacks its second volume which ought to be on subjects like the lofty rewards for planting a tree
امام همونطوری که این رو گفته برم گفته دیگه، اون امامی که گفته اگر روزه بگیری ثواب داره، همون امام گفته که اگر درخت بکاری میگه ثواب داره.
Imam has mentioned both of these subjects. The very Imam who has stressed out the reward for praying has also highlighted the reward for planting a tree. There are generous amounts of reward for protecting the environment. When growing wheat, take some in your hand and say these prayers. These are what the very Imam has mentioned. We lack this second volume in Islamic world.
Welcome back, brothers and sisters, and you are listening to the program Keys of Life. So we said before the break that Ibn Abi al-Ala was trying to, you know, come to terms with what the Imam Sadiq said to him, that you're only allowed to take from your son that which sustains you, not more, you know, you want to go extra. And with the Prophet, when he says to the son that everything you own is for your father. So the Imam explains, he says, فَقَالَ إِنَّمَا جَاءَ بِأَبِيهِ إِلَى النَّبِيِّ. That son brought his father to the Prophet. فَقَالَ لَهُ يَا رَسُولَ اللَّهِ. O Messenger of Allah, هذا أبي, this is my father, وقد ظلمني ميراثي من أمي, he did not give me my inheritance from my mother. فأخبره الأب, then the father told the Prophet صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم, إنه قد أتلفه عليه وعلى نفسه. He said to him, يا رسول الله, his inheritance from his mother, I use it to spend on myself and on him. فَقَالَ أَنْتَ وَمَالُكَ لِأَبِيكَ. Then in this case, you and your money is for your father. وَلَمْ يَكُنْ عَنْدَ الرَّجُلِ شَيْئًا. And the man had no extra money to give to his son. All the money he had inherited from the mother was spent on them. أَفَكَانَ رَسُولَ اللَّهِ يَحْبُسُ الْأَبَّ لِلْإِبْنِ. Do you expect the Prophet to hold the father a hostage to the son? How does that work? So when it comes to how much, obviously the Imam says, quti yomik. Obviously, don't exceed the quote, don't exceed the amount that you require to survive. But generally speaking, there is fiqh, jurisprudence, laws, ahkam, and there's akhlaq. And akhlaq sometimes precedes ahkam. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants me and you to deal with one another based on akhlaq rather than ahkam. Give you example, between a husband and a wife, the law says a woman is not supposed to cook, clean, do all the stuff for her husband, right? But akhlaq says, no, you should, right? You should be nice to your husband, take care of him, do all this necessary stuff. This is what Lady Zahra Salamullah did and the good women do. They take care of the husband. Also, the husband does things that he's not required, but he does it. Why? Because there's mawadda and rahma between one another. So akhlaq sometimes precedes the law. When it comes to the father, for example, I should not be waiting for my father to come and ask me for money. If it comes to shove that my father asks me for money, then I'm really a bad son. Really a bad son. Why? Because obviously I would know the state of my father. I know how much my father has. I know what he does. I know whether he works or not. I know his circumstances, correct? If you know the circumstances of your father, yet alone you don't go yourself and give him money, you wait for him to ask, then there's definitely something wrong in this formula. If the father comes and asks the son or the daughter for money, then he's putting his face value under their feet. And this is something that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala would not take lightly. So as sons, as daughters, we were meant to go to our parents and make sure that they are stable financially. Keep that in mind. So it's not a matter of, oh, my father, you're only allowed to take $100 out of my account. I can't give you more than that. That's just like fiqh. We should not go by fiqh, we should go by akhlaq. keep that in mind. Inshallah, we will continue this discussion in other episodes. Until then, take care of yourselves. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Driving past, walking fast, to the field of dreams. Hear the children's screams.
There was The Keys of Life by Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran, IRIB English Radio.
Every corner represents a different image in my mind. A momentary emotion, space spent in time, in time.